I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. I have the pleasure today of speaking with Wonder Root's executive director and co-founder, Chris Appleton. Chris, how are you?
I'm so great, Floyd. It has been a minute since I've been in the studio, and I can't think of a better day, better reason to be in here to talk about our exciting news.
It has been a while, and whenever we do get a chance to have you here, it's usually for an important reason. So let's jump right into the big news.
The big news is that Wonder Root is moving from its current location to the former Tech High Charter School right across the street in Reynoldstown to open the Wonder Root Center for Arts and Social Change. We'll be moving after the first of the year, and we'll be opening up a 54,000 square foot, 8-acre center for art, for community, and for Atlanta.
Well, let's talk about the actual name, because where we're currently located now is the Wonder Root Community Arts Center. This new space is the Wonder Root Center for Arts and Social Change. What does that mean?
We felt like it was really important for the name of the center, not the name of the organization, but the name of the center to evolve, to really mark the growth and the expansion and the among anything else, the further investment of Wonder Root's mission. Our founding mission 10 years ago, actually this month, August of 2004, is when Wonder Root was founded. So we are celebrating 10 years right now. And our founding mission in 2004 was to unite artists and community to inspire positive social change. That mission rings as true today as it did a decade ago. And the new center and the name of the new center, the Wonder Root Center for Arts and Social Change, is really an effort to reflect our continued investment in that mission and Wonder Root's vision of building a better Atlanta through the arts.
From a capacity standpoint, as well as from an organizational standpoint, talk about the growth that this new endeavor will really mean for Wonder Root, our programming, our facilities, our capabilities. Talk about all of that.
The move is something that has been in the works for about 3 years. Coming out of a strategic plan, we identified some key areas of focus and some key needs for the organization, and one of those was to move. We've, for three reasons that I see, we've outgrown our first home, the Wonder Root Community Arts Center. It has been a great first home. The building has been good to us. The location has been good to us, and people certainly identify much of Wonder Root with this facility where we are right now. But we've outgrown the building. There's more demand on the space than the square footage allows. That's been the case for years, and so we've known that we needed more space. Second, our brand has outgrown the building. I think when people engage with Wonder Root out in the community, participate in programs that don't happen at the Art Center, or hear about Wonder Root, and then they come to the Wonder Root Community Art Center, the two stories don't necessarily match up. The charm of this old house, as charming as it is not fully serving our brand. And then the third piece is really about building a sustainable revenue source for the organization. So the one of the biggest changes going from our current center to this new facility, this former school building, is that we will have 28,000 square feet of private artist studio space, working studio space that artists will rent, and it will be really quality space with some really great amenities, and it will generate revenue for the organization that will allow us to be more stable, grow, and increase our capacity to serve the community and meet more of the demands of the community.
Well, Chris, I would love for you to take our listeners from the current space to the new space in terms of what will stay pretty much the same. So you mentioned the Community Arts Center, where we have all of these studio spaces. What will translate over to that new facility?
So currently here at the Wonder Root Community Arts Center, we have a recording studio, dark room, digital media lab, ceramic studio, a small performance space, gallery space, education space. All of those things will be going with us. All of them will be bigger, and all of them will be better. And that's certainly something that I hope our member base and the artists that have you know spent the last several years with us here at the current center know is that this is an investment in what we're currently doing, and so we'll just be able to do it bigger and better. So members will continue to access the resources that we provide and that we will provide in the future in very similar ways. It'll be membership based. It'll be accessible and affordable, and that's really, really important to us. There will, in addition to the recording studio, darkroom, pottery studio, and digital media lab, we'll have a really beautiful gallery at the new space, a much larger performance venue, about a 250-seat performance venue, which is really exciting. We'll be able to increase our theater, dance, and film programming a great deal while continuing to do some music programming. We'll have increased education space, space that's accessible for community meetings and things like that. There's also going to be a printmaking studio, a dance rehearsal studio. It's so exciting for me, and I think for the whole team at Wonderoot to be able to better meet the demands and the needs of the artists that are walking through here every day, saying, where's the dance studio, or where's the printmaking facilities, or, you know, how can we have a better gallery space or bigger performances? Does Wonderoot have somewhere that I can do theater or do dance? I mean, it's just it's so, so exciting for me to be able to better meet the demands of the community.
And I think that this new space represents in many ways a recommitment to that community, because literally we're moving right across the street. You can stand in the Wonderoot driveway and look and see the new space right there. So I would love for you to give some thoughts on what it meant to really stay in the Reynoldstown neighborhood, because you mentioned that we had outgrown this space. So I'm sure you were looking at other locations and trying to figure out where this new move would take place. And so you were able to keep ties to this community in a very important way. So talk about that.
We looked at several properties, many of which were outside of Reynoldstown. But at the end of the day, we just couldn't imagine leaving this neighborhood. It's been so good to us. It's very much a part of our identity. And at the end of the day, Wonderoot is a community arts organization. And so we exist to work for and with and in community. The Reynoldstown neighborhood is a neighborhood that has embraced us, and it would feel inconsistent with Wonderoot's values and vision for us to leave this neighborhood. And so we're very, very fortunate to be able to stay here. I think we'll increase our community programming, and because we'll have more space and a greater capacity as an organization, we'll even better serve the residents and stakeholders of Reynoldstown and the greater East Atlanta community at large.
So from an artist standpoint, if there are artists who hear this conversation and they're thinking to themselves, how can I get involved? How can I learn more? How can I just keep tabs on how this move is going to affect not only what we're doing currently, but what we'll grow into in the future? What would you say to them?
Well, come to the table. I mean, I think that's what we want. Is we, you know, while we're announcing this project today, and it's been the better part of 3 years that we've been working on the project, it's still a ways away before we actually move. It won't be until after the first of the year. We're in the design phase right now with architects. We've got a great team of architects that are helping to make it happen and figure out how we can repurpose this school building that was constructed in 1922 into a contemporary art center. And so we're in that phase right now. But as we are in that phase and continue to vision for the property, both inside and outside, we definitely want the artists and community members that Wonderoot seeks to serve to have a voice in shaping the types of activity and programming and just what the life of this building will be going forward. So on our website, wonderoot.org/newcenter, there's some information about how you can contribute ideas, whether you just want to see something happen there and want to share your idea about what it should be, or if you want to get involved and dig in and help to organize and coordinate some of that stuff. There's information on the website about how you can do that. But it's critical to the success of this project, as has been critical to Wonderoot's growth over the last decade, that that the people we serve have a voice in what it becomes.
Going back to that word growth, and 10 years ago, as you were really becoming more comfortable with the idea of what Wonderoot was at that point and what it could grow into, I would love for you to reflect on that 10 years for a moment, because I don't know if we're on track with what you envisioned 10 years ago, or if we've exceeded that, or just really where we are in that growth plan, because sometimes things become available to you that you couldn't see 10 years ago. Sometimes you just develop and grow in ways that maybe you couldn't imagine. So I would love for you to give our listeners some context to Wonderoot, what that meant to you 10 years ago, and how we're living that out currently.
I think the answer to the question of, have our expectations and our goals been met, you know, yes, no, or maybe, I think the answer is all of the above. When we founded the organization, and really we started talking about what would eventually become Wonderoot in 2002, when we started the conversation, we were thinking two things. We were thinking all great cities have great art and culture, and if Atlanta was to continue on the path of becoming the world-class city that we talk about it becoming, then we needed to grow and retain talent in Atlanta, that we needed to really support artists to have successful working careers in Atlanta. And that purpose, that intent, that goal really rings true still today, that is something that we're invested in. And I think that is an area where we have been successful. We've really seen a reemergence of Atlanta's art community, especially the independent arts community that we're a big part of, really grow over the last 5 or 6 years. And so as Wonderoot has grown, I think we've seen that part of our community grow, and that's something where I think we've been successful, and our expectations and hopes have certainly in many ways been met. And then the other piece that 10 years ago we were thinking about is how the arts transform individuals and transform community around social issues or health issues, youth development issues, and we have reached and served so many people in those different ways. Also, when you start an organization, you have such big dreams and aspirations and goals, to a point that it's hard to articulate them sometimes. And so there are a lot of things that we hoped for the organization that have come true, and then things that we never even imagined could be possible, because we have been this community-driven organization that invites new ideas and new people and new perspective to help shape our future and shape the programming that we're doing. That, have our goals been met? Yeah. Have new ones emerged? Absolutely. But we remain very committed to the sort of founding values and principle and mission of the organization.
Talk about Atlanta as a world-class city in these past 10 years of growth as it relates to the arts community. So as you've been able to be involved in that and to see how things have transformed, talk about how the city itself has grown in that capacity, whether it's the arts community, social change, and maybe how some of those things kind of flow together.
That's Atlanta is definitely evolving, and it's in some ways it's a city that is always emerging, which is something that I've grown to love about the city. Our arts community and you think about the different ingredients that are needed for a thriving arts community. You know, you need a large institution like we have at the Woodruff Arts Center, and you need a strong grassroots community like we have with some of our smaller organizations, and thriving MFA programs and funding and a collector base and you know, all these things, and we're at different stages with those different key indicators or elements, but I think all in all we're headed in the right direction. Wonderoot, you know, I'm certainly glad that Wonderoot kind of plays a role in kind of spanning those various parts of the community, if anything, the biggest growth in our cultural community over the last decade is that we're more connected, that you see more and more collaboration and partnership between large institutions and small institutions, between visual arts organizations and performing arts organizations. And I think that that's, you know, connecting it back to the new Arts Center, that's something that we're really excited about being able to provide and offer and to continue to sort of seed and catalyze, is that we see it as a nexus for that type of activity and that type of connection. You know, we were deliberate in the word center. You know, center means where people come together and people of disparate experience come together. And so we're going to have artists and community members from all sort of corners of Atlanta, both literally and figuratively, that come together in this space and vision for a new Atlanta and work towards a better Atlanta through the arts.
Well, Chris, as we close up, I would love for you to reiterate again this big announcement and how everyone listening can learn more about it and get involved.
Yeah, the big announcement is that Wonderoot is so, so proud and thankful to announce that we are moving from our current location on Memorial Drive across the street, 200 yards door to door, to a new location on Memorial Drive at the former Tech High Charter School after the first of the year, into what will be the Wonderoot Center for Arts and Social Change. There are lots of ways to learn more and get involved. Probably no better way than to walk through the front doors of the Wonderoot Community Arts Center and talk to one of our volunteers or staff members about what hopes and dreams you have for this new facility. You can also go to wonderoot.org/newcenter, where there's a host of information about what's up next and how to engage.
Chris, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Floyd, and thank you so much to the community for supporting our important work.